What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. First things first, happy 4th of July, happy Independence Day to anybody who might celebrate. Today, we are going to be hopping into part two of the Retool State of AI Report 2024. We went through yesterday a few different aspects of the report, and today we're going to pick up where we left off and who's seen the most productivity gains from AI use. This survey or report that they have shared here reveals that a significant majority of people who use AI tools like copilots and chatbots in their daily work are reporting increased productivity. Big surprise. In fact, it's not just a minor uptick either. Over 85% of respondents say that their productivity has improved at least somewhat, with a significant portion reporting substantial gains. The kicker is, and it's not really shocking, the more you use these AI tools, the more familiar you become with them, the more likely you are to find them valuable. So if anything, dive in, try and force yourself to use these tools and force yourself to see if there is going to be some productivity benefits to using these tools. For instance, if you use AI daily, 64% of those asked who use AI daily said it improved their productivity. For weekly users, that drops all the way down to 17%. And for users who only use AI occasionally, it's 6.6%. So this suggests a pretty clear correlation between the tool usage and the perceived benefits. So if you push yourself to use the tool and to push the tool to its limits, then you're going to find benefits. It's going to seem that the more you integrate AI into your workflow, the more you're going to discover its potential use cases and the potential to streamline your tasks and automate your daily processes and enhance your overall output in general. So if you're already using AI tools regularly, you're likely reaping the rewards of this increased productivity. Good for you. If you're not, then give it a try. It's time to take a closer look. Remember though, any tool like AI, any tool is most effective when used, like any tool, AI is most effective when used strategically and it's integrated into your existing processes in your workflow. The next section of the report by Retool here talks about AI use at work, and they call it AI on the sly. Basically, who's using AI at work and not telling their bosses about it? it seems like some folks are using these AI tools under the radar, and you might wonder why. Why all the secrecy? After all, AI is definitely becoming a bigger part of our daily lives, non-work related, and it's becoming a part of everybody else's daily work lives. But the numbers tell a different story. While more companies are allowing this AI usage than before, over a quarter of employees, in fact, 27.6% of employees still saying that they're secretly using AI at work or using AI on the sly. This trend is declining, but considering how integrated AI is becoming into business software, it's still a bit surprising to me that we're seeing so many people who are using it secretly, if you will. So why? Why this cloak and dagger behavior? It's not always about defined company policies. In fact, some employees are concerned about internal perceptions or the lack of clear guidelines surrounding AI use. 34.7% of people who responded say that their company's policy on AI isn't clear. 20.7 say my team isn't aligned on whether we should use AI in our work. 18.7 is concerned about those perceptions. 9.3% say it's against company policy. So there is some companies out there who are making policies against AI use. So these are just some of the reasons that people are secretly using AI, if you will. The surge in interest in AI, even for seemingly harmless tasks like summarizing meeting notes or helping you do process large amounts of data, all of these things, you add that with the slow moving regulations and it's created somewhat of a gray area for those of us who are trying to use these tools in our work day-to-day work lives. It's worth noting that most people secretly using AI aren't outright breaking the rules. They're simply trying to navigate this murky landscape, this gray area where the lines between acceptable and unacceptable AI use aren't very clear. it's a complex issue, definitely doesn't have any easy answers, but it highlights the importance of clear communications and guidelines from management in these companies regarding AI usage. On the bright side, the majority of the respondents are paying attention to these emerging AI regulations and policy discussions. So it indicates a growing awareness of the potential implications and the potential use cases for AI in the workplace. And a desire to use it responsibly is definitely on the rise. As the conversation around AI ethics and governance continues to evolve, we can definitely expect to see more clarity and guidance emerge, hopefully leading to a more open, transparent, easy approach to AI adoption, and more adoption in general, which I believe is a good thing for AI. Now, the next part of the report is all about AI jobs. Is AI coming for your job? Is AI coming for our jobs? And the internet, since the boom of AI kind of hit the internet, it's been buzzing with speculation about which professions are most at risk of being replaced by AI. So let's take a look at what the report says about what people are thinking about AI coming for their jobs. Reassuringly, well, I don't know if this is a reassuring number to you or not, but 15% of respondents believe that no jobs are truly at risk at all. I think that's probably not quite accurate. I mean, the way that we've seen AI affecting jobs already, I can definitely see it having an effect in displacing at least some work initially here. Nearly half of them see entry-level roles as the most vulnerable to AI automation. This raises an interesting question for hiring departments and for staffing departments. What are you going to do if all your entry-level jobs have disappeared and they're all being filled by AI? Who's going to fill the mid to senior level positions in the future? Who's going to grow with the company? Who's going to care about the company enough to want to get to those management positions if there's no entry-level positions to begin with? Perhaps AI is less about replacement and more about redefining roles and responsibilities. Interestingly, the C-suite is in fact sees the most potential for disruption or at least enhancement to their roles. 72% of C-suite respondents believe that, believe that middle management also faces some potential disruption apparently, especially in roles that are more supervisory than strategic. However, some see AI as an opportunity for these middle managers to offload the mundane, repetitive tasks and focus on higher level thinking. Interestingly, or maybe not, senior individual contributors and executives are seen as the least likely to be replaced by AI. And they're actually the most enthusiastic adopters of AI, using it daily and reporting significant productivity gains. In fact, 72% of C-suite people are using it daily and see productivity gains, 56% in the VP role, 53% at directors and managers, 53% at mid-senior to senior. It's really, it again is breaking down along lines of usage. It suggests really that AI is less of a threat and more of a tool to be leveraged, which brings us to an important point. The real competition isn't going to be between humans and AI. It's going to be between humans who use AI and those who don't. Embracing AI as a tool that can create a competitive advantage, allowing individuals in your company, allowing your company to be more efficient, more flexible, more innovative, and in the end, successful. So don't fear the robot uprising just yet. Instead, focus on how you can leverage AI to enhance your skills and create a defensive moat around your career, around your position and role. The future of work is one where we humans are collaborating with AI. And those who embrace that partnership are going to be the ones to truly thrive and succeed. Okay, let's talk about some real use cases and some ROI that has actually been seen. The report here from Retool starts by asking, is it a chatbot's world or is it? And they dive right into the primary use case that we've all seen these AI tools used for is chatbots, and they're everywhere. It seems like every other company is either building a chatbot or has already unleashed one upon their customers. Our recent survey revealed that over half of the respondents have built or been part of a team that has built an AI-powered chatbot. Some have even created multiple chatbots for different purposes. And there's starting to be rumblings, and I think we can all feel it, that maybe there's a little bit of chatbot fatigue in the marketplace. Some folks are tired of seeing these chatbots touted as the ultimate AI innovation, especially when we're seeing other much more exciting, much more applicable situations emerging. And while customer support chatbots are probably the most visible, they're certainly not the only way AI is being used in businesses. In fact, 46.5% of respondents still think chatbots will be popular in the foreseeable future. So it's slightly less than half on the chatbot bandwagon now. And in fact, internally, the most popular use cases for AI have turned out to be writing code, querying databases, handling knowledge bases in FAQs and Q&As. Chatbots, while still popular, are actually in third place. So writing code or queries is in the leading spot at 42.1% of respondents finding it most useful for writing code and in queries. 36.4% of respondents found it most useful for knowledge bases and QAs. And then in third place, 33.9% found it most applicable in a chatbot or a support chatbot use case. It shows that AI's impact is far wider than just customer interactions. It's being used to streamline internal processes, enhance productivity, and create entirely new possibilities as far as product creation, especially software products. There have been some interesting shifts in AI usage patterns compared to 2023. Code generation and copywriting have seen a slight dip in popularity, while support, chatbots, and workflow automation have gained that traction. And it's probably why we're seeing some of that fatigue. it's a dynamic landscape with companies constantly experimenting and finding new ways to leverage AI in their business. Retool asks, is it a chatbot's world or is it not? And the answer is, as many answers are in this case, is it's not that simple. Chatbots are certainly a prominent part of the AI ecosystem, but they're just one piece of the puzzle. And AI is slowly and surely permeating all aspects of business, from customer interactions to internal operations. So as the technology continues to evolve, we can definitely expect to see even more diverse, even more innovative applications to emerge. Okay, so that does it for part two. We will continue going through the Retool State of AI report for 2024. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about which departments are actually using AI the most. And that's it for today's episode. So if you enjoy the show or find it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and super helpful to the show. So until next time, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.